This is Fresh Air. The new Italian documentary, Fire at Sea, won top prize at this year's Berlin Film Festival for its look at today's refugee crisis. The newly translated novel, These Are the Names, won the Dutch equivalent of the Booker Prize for its look at the refugee crisis. Our critic at large, John Power, says each offers an original way of looking at something it's easy to think you know all about.
If any image haunts TV news, and perhaps our conscience, it's the seemingly ceaseless river of migrants seeking refuge from war, dictatorship, and poverty. These desperate souls inspire pity, fear, and election year arguments about whether to offer them welcome or keep them out. Not surprisingly, many artists feel compelled to confront this refugee crisis. But the big question is, how do you engage a humanitarian tragedy without haranguing the audience or laying on a guilt trip? You get different but complementary answers in two prize-winning new works from Europe. One an observational documentary, the other a quasi-mythic novel. Gianfranco Rossi's ravishingly shot Fire at Sea takes place on the tiny, unglamorous Sicilian island of Lampedusa, 70 miles from the coast of Africa. Year after year, tens of thousands of migrants turn up on disastrously overcrowded boats. So many come that the UN has an entire hazmat-suited system for handling them. They're rescued at sea, cleaned up, photographed, handed gold-foil survival blankets, and put in holding camps before being shipped to the mainland. Rossi cuts between these newly arrived refugees and an impressionistic look at the islanders, for whom another boatload is basically something they hear about on the radio, between golden oldies, like the one that gives its film its title. The newcomers don't affect the locals' daily round of cooking, scuba diving, or working as fishermen. Yes, there is one heroic doctor who helps the migrants, and who is outraged at the world's apathy. I salute you, Pietro Bartolo. But he's exceptional in every sense. The island's true exemplar is Samuele, a smart, naughty, but decent preteen who practices the slingshot and pulls words out of his tight-lipped relatives like he was their therapist. While Samuele enjoys a happy, stable life, he's not without problems that feel a bit, well, metaphorical. He has a lazy eye that limits his vision, and a gnawing anxiety he can't explain. Although maybe we can, because we know what's happening in the background of his life. Here, for instance, a radio dispatcher talks to a refugee boat in serious trouble.
Please, fast, your position, please, your position.
33, yes. 5-1.
And then under.
Okay, 80, 52.
How many people on board?
I think it's about 150 persons.
What kind of boat? What?
It's between 130 to 160. Please, can you help us very quickly? Yeah, we are thinking. We are staying here in the same coordination. We will not move.
Madam, please, calm down, because we will send rescue. But you need to calm down. Okay, so save your battery. I will call you back, okay?
Without ever saying it, Rossi suggests that Samuele is like most of the West, which is cut off from the pain caught in that clip. Indeed, even as Fire at Sea moves us with the refugees' vulnerability, it shows us how their tragedy has become normalized. It's been so folded into the routine of life in Lampedusa that folks scarcely notice it. You get a very different approach to the refugee situation in These Are the Names, a taut novel by the acclaimed Dutch writer Tommy V. Ringha, which possesses a symbolic sweep that recalls J.M. Coetzee's Waiting for the Barbarians. Set in the former Soviet Empire, the book also interweaves two storylines. Yet Viringa's point differs from the movies. One of the stories centers on a boy who joins a small group of migrants traveling to the West from the republics of Central Asia. Abandoned in the middle of nowhere by crooked human traffickers, this ragtag group, which includes a poacher, a small-time crook, and a defenseless woman, begins a grueling dog-eat-dog trek across a no-man's land that's every bit as harsh as Cormac McCarthy's The Road. Viringa juxtaposes their story to that of a strangely named cop, Pontus Beg, a lonely 53-year-old in the imaginary city of Mikhailopol, who feels that his life and his society have become unmoored. This starts to change when he investigates the death of a local rabbi and uncovers truths about his own origins he never dreamed of. Even as the refugees make their journey across the landscape, Pontus Beg journeys into the past and into his own identity. Unlike Fire at Sea, the novel's two different realities intersect. I won't give away what happens, but I will say that unlike Samueli and his fellow islanders, Pontus Beg is pushed out of his comfort zone in a way that opens him up to life. Reading the biblical book of Exodus, the novel's title comes from his opening line, he realizes that these straggling migrants are living out a universal story about a search for the promised land. Taken together, Fire at Sea and These Are the Names offer us a two-step course in empathy. Where Rossi suggests we must stop ignoring the refugees' reality and acknowledge their presence as part of our lives, Vieringha reminds us that the refugees' desire to find a safe, nurturing place to call home doesn't make them unspeakably alien. It makes them just like us.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com.